This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. So this week is Parshas Korach. I want to share with you something amazing on Parshas Korach from the Chida in the Sefer Chastei Avos, in the Chida's commentary to Pirkei Avos. There's a Mishnah in Avos that teaches us, Ka machlokes shehi l'shem shamayim sof l'skayim, any machlokes which is for the sake of heaven will endure. V'she'en l'shem shamayim ein sof l'skayim, if it's not for the sake of heaven, it won't endure. The Mishnah says, what's an example of machlokes which is l'shem shamayim? Ezehu machlokes shehi l'shem shamayim, zu machlokes hillel v'shamayim. Hillel and Shammai is an example of machlokes l'shem shamayim. V'she'en l'shem shamayim, that's not for the sake of heaven. Zu machlokes karech v'chal adasai. That's machlokes karech in his edah. So the Chida doesn't ask any questions, but I would ask a number of questions on this Mishnah. I think the Chida is going to be answering them. What's an example of a machlokes l'shem shamayim? How about every single machlokes in Shas and Mishnayos? That's a question. What's an example of machlokes l'shem shamayim? How about the 10,000 machlokes in the Mishnayos, the 100,000 machlokes in the Gemara, the 50 million machlokes in of Rishonim? I'm saying, what's the question? What's the machlokes l'shem shamayim? Torah, that's a question. And then you want to know, what's an example of machlokes she'en l'shem shamayim? Every single fight in the world. Whenever there's a fight, it's shaloi l'shem shamayim, when it's not Torah. Like, what's the question of, what's an example of l'shem shamayim? And what's the question of what's an example that's not l'shem shamayim? Now, if you want to say, well, what's the quintessential machlokes that's not l'shem shamayim? That's karech v'hadasai. Fine, that I get. But the quintessential machlokes l'shem shamayim is hillel v'shamayim, and other machlokes in the Gemara not l'shem shamayim. So the Chida says something out of this world. He says the question is, how do you have a machlokes that the exact same machlokes could be both l'shem shamayim and not l'shem shamayim? What do we mean? Says the Chida, the machlokes Hillel and Shammai and the machlokes Korach and Moshe was one machlokes. It's just that by Moshe and Korach it was shaloi l'shem shamayim, and by Hillel and Shammai that machlokes was shaloi l'shem shamayim. What do we mean? There's a pasuk in the Chumash. It says, "Acharei rabim lahatos." You follow the majority. So the question is it no matter what? Is it you always follow the majority, meaning you follow quantity and quality doesn't matter? Or what if the minority are smarter? What if the minority are sharper? In other words, the Torah says you follow the roiv. That's great. But do you follow, let's say you have 100 people, you know, 99 of them are not that smart, and one guy is brilliant. So you follow the majority? That's the machlokes Shammai and Hillel. Hillel said, we're the majority. So therefore, the halacha is like us. But we know the Gemara Nivama says, Beis Shammai Charifim Tvei, they were smarter. So Beis Shammai says, of course you follow the majority, but not when the minority is smarter. That exactly is the machlokes Korach against Moshe. Korach says, Rav Lachem! You're just the majority, but that's it. But we're more intelligent. We're sharper. Korach said we're 250 Rashi Sanhedrin. Therefore, the Chachma is with us. So the very machloikes Shammai and Hillel is the same machloikes Korach va'adasai. Beis Hillel said you follow majority, you follow numbers, you look at quantity and not quality. Beis Shammai says you follow quality. Same thing with Korach against Moshe. Moshe said, we're the majority. Korach said, yeah, but we're the Rashi Sanhedrin. We're Charifi Tvei. So says the Mishnah, by Hillel and Shammai, it was a machloikis l'shem shamayim. So that machloikis endures. But by Korach against Moshe, it was shaloi l'shem shamayim. So that doesn't endure. So I have one simple question. Okay, that's the Chida. So according to this, I think this answers the question that we had, that what's the Mishnah asking, what's an example of a machlokes l'shem shamayim? What, there's a shortage of machlokes l'shem shamayim? And what's the Mishnah asking, what's an example of machlokes she'en l'shem shamayim? There's a shortage of machlokes she'en l'shem shamayim? The answer is the Mishnah is asking, give me an example of a one dispute that has an example where that very dispute was l'shem shamayim and that very dispute was shaloi l'shem shamayim. It would come out, though, according to Chida, we're lining up, that Hillel would be going like Moshe, and Shammai would be going like Korach. Right? Hillel would be going like Moshe, and Shammai would be going like Korach. Right? Because Hillel held, you follow the numbers, like Moshe Rabbeinu held, we're the majority of Chal Yisrael. And Shammai says, you follow the intelligence, and that was the time of Korach. Okay? So, I'll point out a Chiddush Nifla and a question. The Chiddush Nifla is like this. Who do we paskin like, Shammai or Hillel? The Gemara Nivama says we paskin like Hillel. However, the Sifrei Kabbalah say, and Rabbi Chanan Wasserman even brings this down, and the Malbim brings this down, that La'asid Lavai, we're going to paskin like Shammai. So it comes out very good. Because the Svarim also tell us that Korach was wrong then in that time. But La'asid Lavai, Korach will be right. Reb Tzadok HaKohen writes that in the future, Korach will be correct. Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim, u'madu atisnasu al kal Hashem. You're all, everybody's holy. We don't need a leader. That will be true in the La'asid Lavai, that ki mal ha'aretz dea, kayam kamayim la'yam achasim. So it comes out that according to the Svarim that say that in the end, Korach will be right. By the way, that's why the Gematria, the number of Psukim in Parshas Korach is Daniel. Daniel represents La'asid Lavai. Daniel is the one who knew the future. That's why the Gematria of the number of Psukim in Korach is Daniel, because La'asid Lavai, Korach, he had it right. So it comes out, L'shitase, that Korach was wrong nowadays. Why? Because nowadays we don't paskin like Shammai. Nowadays we don't follow the minority that has more chachma. But La'asid Lavai, where we're going to paskin like Shammai, so La'asid Lavai, Korach will be right. So that comes out amazing. Comes out amazing that the way the Chidah sets up the machlokes Korach v'Ados against Moshe, that it's the same machlokes Hillel and Shammai. So we understand Korach was wrong b'zman hazeh. La'asid Lavai, Korach will be right. But one little question, and that's based on what we learned yesterday in Pirkei Avos, that this only works if you say Hillel works with Moshe and Shammai works with Korach. Right? Does Hillel follow Moshe? Is Hillel connected to Moshe? The Chidush Harim usually says that Shammai goes with Moshe. Shammai goes with Moshe, and the Remez is Loi Ish. Devarim Anoichi is Soifei Tevois Shammai. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a ruler. He Noikev Hadin Esahar. Moshe Rabbeinu was like, the Chiddush Harim says, the paragon of the ideology of Shammai. And Aaron HaKohen was Hillel. And the Remez is, Hu Yeh Lecha Lepeh Rashi Tevois Hillel. So, but the way the Chiddush is setting it up, is the Shita of Moshe goes with Hillel, not with Shammai, yeah? But it fits in very beautifully with what we learned yesterday in Pirkei Avos, that the Arizal revealed that the skull that Hillel saw floating in the water, it says, Afhura Golgoilas Achas. He also saw a skull. So we asked yesterday, what do you mean he also saw a skull? And who was the first guy who saw the skull? So the Arizal says in Shar Ma'amore Chazal that Hillel was a nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe saw Paroi dead on the seashore. And Hillel also saw the skull, who was the Pharaoh. And Hillel said to Paroi, because you drowned Klal Yisrael, you will be drowned. You were drowned. And he then turns to all of our other enemies, and whoever harms us will be harmed. Whoever harms us, they will be harmed as well. So the Ari lines up Hillel with Moshe Rabbeinu, which is exactly parallel and consistent with the way the Chiddush learns this Mishnah, that the Shita of Moshe Rabbeinu of Achrei Rabim Lahatois follows the opinion of Hillel. So I thought that was very interesting and an amazing connection to what we learned yesterday, connecting the skull that Hillel saw to Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw the downfall of Parai. Okay, that is offering number one.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.